It's Mark and Jess, joined in studio by three-time Grey Cup champion, all-around good guy, local realtor, Paul Waldo. Paul, thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, guys.
Let's talk. I mean, I guess we'll talk about the first two Grey Cups just briefly, though, sure. Because we, as Rider fans, are still heartbroken over them. You were with the Montreal Alouettes in 2009 and 2010. The 2009 one was the 13th man. Do you, I mean, you win that game. You're obviously on top of the world. Do you at all feel bad for the province of Saskatchewan, the city of Regina, because you grew up here and maybe some guys on the team, on the Riders you played with? Did you feel bad at all?
Probably not in that moment.
Now, I mean, you know, here's, you know, it's funny because, you know, my rookie year was 2008 and we hosted the Grey Cup in Montreal and lost. So to be honest with you, at that point in time, there was holding no prisoners, right? Like we were at a point where we were so determined to win, we didn't care.
Yeah, you're back with the vengeance.
How we were gonna do it, yeah. Or who we were playing. So it's interesting because at the time, no, I think now as I look back on it, and then especially being able to win it again a few years later, you start to realize how important it is to the people, right? I was removed for, you know, 4 or 5 years or whatever, so you say, oh wow, they've only won three at that junction, right? So you don't really realize it until you're kind of in it. So
it's kind of crazy to think that you were on that many good teams. Like, what does it take to stay at that level that many years back to back?
You know what, I think a lot of it has to do with management and coaching and being able to retain the same amount of players.
Yeah.
Right. So if you go back to the 2007 year, when you guys would have been, geez, in diapers for crying out loud. But, you know, at that time, I believe it was Eric Tillman that was the GM, and there was, you know, there was Kerry Joseph, who was the Grey Cup MVP, and like you had guys like Kawana Jones and Reggie Hunt.
Yeah.
These like incredible players, and then they were all gone by the following year.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you know, people want to get paid after they win the Grey Cup, and it's hard to retain everybody. Reggie Hunt actually ended up coming up to Montreal the following year. But, and that was the one thing our coach in Montreal said is after that first year, he was like, we are going to do everything we can to bring back. And we did. I think we brought back like 87% of the team, unheard of.
Exactly.
And that's why we went to three straight Grey Cups.
Yeah, so we talked with Dave Thomas, voice of the Riders, yesterday, and he said that it seems like the players are kind of anxious and just ready to play, like get all this other stuff out of the way. Is that how you felt in 2013 when Grey Cup was here and you were with the Riders? Like, let's just get to the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we were still staying in the hotels, actually, right? Even though we were home. I live here. We are also at the hotels. So that way nobody could be distracted.
Yeah.
And that was what it came down to. And I think, you know, for a lot of us that were brought to that team that year, you know, in 2012 when I signed here, that was the new regime that had taken over, and that was probably pretty similar to what happened here 2 years ago. With the new regime and Corey coming in, you know, and then them starting to pick the pieces to the puzzle and getting the right guys, right? And I just knew that at that junction, we were so focused on what we had to do, you know, in between the white lines come Grey Cup Sunday, that we didn't care what was going on out in the streets or whatever.
So I just have a quick question about that, because you guys were staying in hotels. So was it strict, like, this is curfew, you can't, don't go out after that, all this?
Family, nothing.
There was a grace period and allowance for us to be away and to go visit family. But we had to be back, and we had to be serious. You don't come that long and work that hard and that far to you know, jeopardize.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So how special was it to be from here, win the Grey Cup here in your home city?
Yeah, pretty amazing. You know, for a kid like me who started playing football, Mosaic Stadium, Libel Field, Mosaic Stadium. I mean, even in high school, I mean, it's pretty surreal. You know, I'd love to tell you I dreamed of it, but I really didn't. I mean, I was a really undersized kid playing football, and I had my own challenges. But talk about a full circle moment, and to be able to do it with my family being in the stands and stuff like that is it's pretty crazy. It's it was a ride. It was a trip for sure.
So what did you guys, Paul Waldo, in studio with you, 2013 Grey Cup winner and a couple other ones with Montreal. what did you guys do that night in 2013? Did you party after the game, stay in the locker room for a long time?
We did. We did both of those things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we did. We had, it was like I said, it's really cool to have your family come down onto the field, right? Because the energy is still electric and it's, you know, you're just feeding off of everything that's transpired in the last, you know, which what felt like we'd been building for a year, you know, in the last 3 hours, whatever the case is. So that was really, really cool. And then to have some of the family members come back into the locker room. Because once you get back into the locker room, it's your own space.
Right.
Right. Yeah. The only people that are in there are the people that need to be in there with your extended family. And they got to see, you know, the way we did things and how we celebrated. And some of the verbiage was different, you know, the vocabulary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was cool. It was really cool just to kind of let it all out and release just because you've been focused on it for so long.
Right.
So did you guys get a certain amount of time with the Grey Cup after you won it? Like how the NHL, they do that with the Stanley Cup?
Yeah. So we did. We ended up going, we had a Grey Cup tour. Mm-hmm. So we went and took the Grey Cup around. So,
right.
So we would have had it like, you know, the day of the game, and then we take it back to the locker room, and then we rocked and rolled with it all week and just went to anywhere we wanted to go. And then there were some appearances that were scheduled. And then we ended up taking on the Grey Cup tour. So we toured around Sask for, I think it was like 10 days.
Nice.
Stopped at every small town. And
I remember Brendan Labatt, I was in Weyburn at the time, and he brought the Grey Cup, and it was broken. So was this the real one, or is it a replica?
No, it was the real one. That's why they actually only, I think, roll with the replica, I think, not nowadays, based on, like, after it's all been done, because guys, I mean, it's been broken multiple times. So
yeah,
no, it was good. And then late, like early in the new year, then they would allocate it. Everybody had like a 24 hour period where they could take it and do what they wanted.
So a couple of things. I bet when you did that tour, you could see just how much winning a Grey Cup meant to people in every corner of this province.
You know, a guy like me who's been around the province is one thing, but to see the guys that were on, I think there was about 20 of us that jumped on the bus, and you know, the Corey Sheets and the Terrell Mazes and the Brackridge, all these guys that had gone home and then came all the way back to do this, which was really cool. You know, John Chick and stuff like that. And they were so shocked.
Yeah.
And like you said, some of these small towns, little dive bars, I mean, you drive by, you blink, you'd be gone, right? And to know that there'd be a crowd of people waiting, like it meant that much. And then you start to see people crying and people are showing you their tattoos. And pretty wild. It's pretty cool. I get goosebumps just talking about it, actually.
And I mean, I saw people crying at the West Final when the Riders won.
So I started tearing up.
Right? So it's just like football means so much to the people of this province. So when you had it for the 24 hours, what did you do with it?
What didn't I do with it, man? I don't know if I had stopped for like 10 minutes. I just remember Marlis and I, my wife, we jumped in the vehicle and we were like back to back every hour. And I think we went like 15, 16 straight hours from like schools. We did a lot of schools.
Yeah.
Went back to my old elementary school, went to my high school. My dad was in home care at the time, went to Pioneer Village. We were at stores. We went to people's houses.
Everywhere.
It was cool, man. It was a cool experience. So
very cool.
So when you win a championship with a team like that, there's obviously a bond that's kind of formed. Do you keep in touch with a lot of those old teammates?
Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing. That's the greatest thing about it is it's just the people. It's relationships. I mean, I don't wear a ring. I don't wear rings. I don't. You know what I mean? The Grey Cup is cool, but it's just more the fact that you're on the Grey Cup, or that, you know what I mean? It's history. No one will be able to take it away from you, but it's the relationships that you can't, I mean, it's why you do it, I think.
Right.
And that's been the best part. And we're still in touch. We've got group chats.
That's awesome.
You know, the reunion a couple of years ago was really cool too.
Oh yeah.
To be able to get everybody back. So,
I was going to ask that actually. You said you don't put the rings on every once in a while, just pull them out and see.
Yeah, not really.
No?
No, I'm not really a jewelry guy. I'll tell you, I mean, especially the one that I got in Montreal, the first one that we had. We had a private owner who was quite wealthy.
Yeah.
Bob Wettenhall was his name. He was like, owned the Boston Red Sox, a portion of them at one point in time. And then he was from Boston. And the New England Patriots weren't. So he had chucked in some extra cash for everybody to get. So they're obnoxious. And then you bang them on things when you're walking by. And then it would cut like my other fingers. I was like, I'm wearing this. No, but no, they're, like I said, for me, I'm not a jewelry guy. I mean, I wear my Rider one once every few years if I'm going somewhere. It's football oriented, but no, they're
tucked away.
Tucked away.
Nice. Okay.
Do you have a prediction of how you think this weekend's going to go?
You know, it's to my former teams.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know, exactly.
Split time evenly. I think it's Saskatchewan's time.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take my fan hat off, my rider fan hat off, right? And I say, okay, well, and I sit there and kind of analyze the two teams. I just sit there and I just feel like it's their time.
Yeah, me too.
They go out there and do what they do. Like I said, very similar to what we were in 2013. You know, 2012, our year, when Court Chamberlain and that whole crew got assembled, it was not like it was a test run, but they were really trying to figure it out. And then that off season, you know, I remember sitting down with Corey in the office, and he's like, "Hey, we want winners." He's like, "You know, that's why, you know, we ended up signing Ricky Foley, who was a two-time back-to-back Grey Cup champion, and Giroy Simon was a two-time Grey Cup champion, and then Diamond Ferry, Jermaine McElvey, my former teammates were back-to-back that won with me in Montreal. You know, so it's they put it together for a certain way, and like I said, the following year, it ended up being what it ended up being. I think it's pretty similar to what we got going on here. It's cool. It's cool
yeah, they watch. Seem very focused.
They are. Yeah. They're focused. It's not like they're strong in all the right pieces, and they're battle tested, I think. Yeah. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll be hopefully on Albert and Victoria Avenue, just like in 2013, this Sunday night partying, hey?
Rocking in there.
All right, Paul. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me.